AD, talk us through your emotions at the end there. What a game of football.
Yeah, phenomenal. It was pretty special, to be fair. Obviously, when we went 2-0 down, I thought we started the game really slow. I'm disappointed with the goal we conceded. Then obviously went 2-0 down, and I thought they thoroughly deserved it, to be fair. And then we showed the character that we've got here. I did say when we went 2-0 down, one goal will change it, and goals do change games. To get 3 penalties, I don't think I've been involved in a game involving 3 penalties, but give Josh Wright a lot of credit. To take those 3 penalties away, he did was first class. But I'll be brutally honest with you, I thought the referee missed two anyway, blatant ones in the first half as well as a big in the second half. But I'm not going to be picky about that.
I was going to say, what did you make of the three that were given? You happy with
all? Yeah, I was happy with all three. It was one of those games. It had everything really, because they're a very good side. They are a very good side, Scunthorpe, and said of Graham at the end there. They'll get promotion this year with the players they've got. Obviously, we know they're going for a sticky patch, and obviously I said that to the players before the game. Especially at half time, if we did score, then their confidence could dip a little bit because they haven't been on form, but. They're very dangerous. Obviously, they had chances before that, and we just had to hold out and be positive. I thought the subs come on and done very well. But more importantly, I'm just pleased for everybody again. The players were, the character was fantastic. You can't take that away. And the atmosphere at the end was phenomenal, I thought.
I was going to say, if there was a definition of the Rainy Men sucking the ball in, the noise they were making at the end.
Yeah, it was. And don't forget the people at this end and all around the other stadium. I thought the whole stadium was rocking. It really was. And that's what we want. But Ben, I'll be in tomorrow morning, and we've got a big game on Tuesday now because it's the first time we've done back-to-back wins in the league, which is nice. Still haven't got that clean sheet, Ben, which I'm looking for. But you can't fault the players. They deserve all the pats on the back, and obviously Josh Wright will because obviously he's got in 3 goals. But we had to defend the last 5 minutes, obviously, because they put the ball in the box, and we did. We've done it well.
If we just take their 2 goals, both not the best bits of defending, gave Madden a massive amount of space, and then Toffolo, a bit of an error from Nelson, possibly for
the
second goal.
Yeah, but I don't want to say you've got to remember Nelson saved the space 4 or 5 times before that, so I'm not pointing any fingers at Nelson here, to be fair. That happens. I think the ball moved all over the show, to be fair. Good strike by the lad, but before that, Nelson saved us 4 or 5 times, and he's been great, Nelson says. The first goal I thought was very poor. We didn't track the runner, and like I say, the lad in the box had the freedom of the Rainer men. I just want to be positive. Like I say, enjoy our wins. We're going to enjoy the win tonight, and then I'll be in tomorrow and looking forward to the game on Tuesday and see what happens.
You touched on it a moment ago, but what mental strength from Josh Wright to step up 3 times against the goalkeeper, the mind games it goes on, and stick all 3 away?
Yeah, I promise you now, I didn't have any worries. I don't have any worries because he's in good form. Obviously, he's scoring goals for fun. I had no worries at all. I knew that he was going to score the 3 because he's obviously took them before. He practiced in training as well. I just thought the ruling of him getting a yellow card after you score a hat trick in the atmosphere that we had, I thought was very, very, very harsh. But he didn't go in the crowd. It's just the momentum of the players behind him because they were jumping on him and he couldn't stop himself going in. Which is a big shame.
Will you appeal that? Because it means he's got.
You can't appeal on yellow cards.
Okay, so it means he's banned.
He'd be down for 2 games. Yes.
How much of a loss is he going to be now?
That would be a big loss. But like I said before, it's a squad game, and I thought the substitutions done really well when they come on, and everybody's ready. Everybody's ready to step in for this situation.
From one moment you're taking a 2-goal defeat and it wasn't your best performance today up until the goals into the bottom game, but now, blimey, are you going in on high?
Yeah, but we've got this never so die attitude, to be fair, at the moment, and it's and like I say, games change, goals change games, and that's what happened today. Even though it was 2-0, we weren't playing that great. I don't think anybody would be realising that in the first hour maybe that we didn't play that great. But the character that we showed and the pride and the passion that they had for the shirt was what it's all about. And again, that's what they've done. And last week, at Bury, we had to roll the sleeves up and play a different way. But We're doing okay at the moment, but again, Ben, I'm under no illusions. It's still a long way to go. We can't rest on these games that we've been winning. We've got to get these points as quick as we can, because survival is what it's all about.
And just finally, what did you say to Josh Wright when you gave him the match ball at the end? Or just call out?
I'm live, haven't I? Yeah, I can't say what I said word for word, but congratulations.
Did you think all three were penalties?
I did.
Two more possibly.
I really did. There was. But it was the referee had a busy game. It's a hard game for him, I think. But he had a busy game. But again, I'm not really one to have a go at the referees, because I've said before, if it went against us, they're all human beings, and the atmosphere was electric, and it was a tough game, but that is what it is.
It wasn't easy for him, was it?
No, it wasn't easy, but that's what he's there for. He's there to control it, and so it's a difficult game for him. But I don't want to talk about the referee, really. I want to talk about the boys. That's okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
When you brought Hesitate on, you changed your formation in midfield.
We'd done it 10 minutes before. We'd done it with Lee Martin. We just matched them up. We went man for man in as diamond with Lee Martin, Josh Sitton, and Lee Martin, and obviously Burner with Dackie in the hole. So we just matched them because they were getting out. But we were thinking about doing that before the game. But they've got two very good fullbacks, so I want to stop the fullbacks coming forward as well. But then we started the game really slowly and couldn't get the grips with Van Veen in the hole. But after that, I thought we coped with him okay.
Yeah,
he did. Yeah, he was a good player. They're all good players. Give anybody time. In this league, they are good players. But I think we gave him a little bit too much respect at the start of the game. But like I said, Matt, they're a good side. They're a good side. But we, like I say, let's enjoy the win and move on to Tuesday.
Because you're obviously a good side when you get momentum going. You got the first goal. You didn't get that, did you?
No, we didn't, because the crowd sucked it in. At the Rainham end, it was fantastic. And then it was a special day today, really special, and I'm glad that obviously everybody, again, just like the last home game here, everybody stayed to the end, because they are very important for us, and the boys, every single one of them, everybody in the squad, obviously the starting 11 as well, they deserve the round of applause and standing ovation they got at the end, because they've been absolutely first class of players.
Is that the loudest it's been since you come back?
I think so. Just because of the way it went. I think because of the way the game went. Yeah, definitely. And let's hope there's more to come those sort of nights. We need those sort of days and nights back here. But I'm under no illusions. It's going to be tough till the end of the season. But enjoy it, and then look forward to Tuesday.
Was there any discussion on the bench about Josh not taking one of the penalties? Because obviously when players take them, they get the same goalkeeper.
No, I was full of confidence in him. No, nobody said anything, because it's fine. He practices in training, you see. He's got a good head on his shoulders, very calm. And I thought he stopped the mate very nicely. But no worries from us.
Is he more mental than anything?
Yeah, well, I took one years ago, once in my career. Are you laughing at? Once in my career, that's the only one I took. But no, it's a mental thing, I think. But he's flying at the moment, the boy. But just a shame he could pick up a yellow card. I just don't understand the rules, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
let's say
the last game as well for
10 minutes
that you could have got.
I know, and he stopped himself. He knew that if he went in the crowd, he was going to get a yellow card. But it's the momentum of the players were jumping on him, pushed him into the crowd, and he couldn't do nothing about it. He actually went down. But we'll miss him. But we've got a very good squad here, and the boys will just come in, and someone will come in and take his place for the next two games.
Do you think the referee should turn a blind eye to that kind of thing?
That's for you to say, not for me, because I don't want to get in trouble. But the rules are the rules. Let's not worry about the referee too much. Just worry about how good a performance or good 3 points it was.
What's the score with Chris Hurd?
Hurdy just his knee. He'd been out for a couple of weeks, obviously, before. It's just his knee is very unstable, to be fair to him. But obviously, every time he slides or twists it, he's in a lot of pain. But he's a warrior. He's one of those players that will strap it up and be like a mummy when he comes out there on a Saturday or a Tuesday. But he couldn't carry on. He slid in at the very end, the 40th minute, I think it was, he slid in and opened his knee up again. So we'll have to assess him tomorrow and see what happens.
Out for Tuesday already?
Again, don't know. We've heard he doesn't, wouldn't surprise me if he was fit, only because the way he is, you know, he's a strong old boy, and he wants to be involved. And but let's hope we'll have a couple others back as well.
And if you're walking, I was going to say, if you're walking with the Giants for Manchester?
Jacko will have a fitness test again on Tuesday, late one on Tuesday. He possibly might be involved, but again, it's just late ones, always late ones at the moment. You know, we're getting them back bit by bit, but as soon as one come in, one goes down. So it's, we just have to balance it. But I'm very pleased with the squad that we've got. And yeah, so whoever plays on Tuesday will give me 100%, and that's all I ask for.
And how do you start Tuesday night? The way you finish tonight, what's the secret? How do you start when you finish rather than the way you start?
Just get another 3 pounties. Eases out, you know, in the first 15 minutes it'll be lovely, and then I can relax and chill out. But no, we just, like I say, we just regroup, because Bolton are a very good side. You know, I said before the game, you know, these beat us 5-0 at their place this season. So a bit of, obviously, revenge going on. And obviously, with Bolton, I saw the game on television and they beat us 4-0. So we've got to do the same. We know it's all about getting the 3 points. But again, Bolton have got some very good footballers, very good players, massive, massive club. Big crowds they get, so we just have to turn up and put on another good performance.
And just finally for me, when it went 2-0, did you really think that was it?
No, I promise you now, I didn't, because goals change games, and like I said before, they haven't won in eight, and that's no disrespect to them, but you know, when you get that one goal, when 2-0 is always a, I know everyone says 2-0, but it's a mental thing as well, because it's, you get one back on 2-1, then obviously the crowd is up, we were up. They think, and maybe mentally, we've conceded late one on Tuesday, and you know, it's just a mental thing it was, but all credit for us, all credit to the boys.
You mentioned the mentality that, I think a few weeks ago, I think it was a Chesterfield game, where you said that seeing out games was something that had been, you know, an issue. Do you think that's been fixed now? Do you think they've got over that?
Yeah, I do, because we looked at it and they've learned from it. That we never should have drawn that game, honestly. But we're just learning from it, you know, learning from the mistakes where we should have run in the corner. But we've done it today and done it again on Bury. And so, yeah, we're learning. We're learning. Slowly but surely, we're learning.
And just on the injuries, Bradley Garms, I think he's on to Qatar, is it?
Yes.
What's he doing out there?
Excuse me. His parents know somebody over there who's just want to have some tests. They're the best in the world, obviously. And obviously his parents are paying for it and everything else, so we just wanted, we would do anything we can possibly, and his parents said that they'll pay for him to go over there and see the specialist, because he's a talented boy, and so we will do anything to do that, and fair play to his parents, you know, obviously there is his son, and they'll do anything for him like I would for my children. So just fingers crossed that they find out what the cause of it, because he keeps getting these injuries and hamstrings, so let's hope he comes back and get some good results.
So that's something he's arranged, not something that the club sent him off to?
Yeah, no, his dad's a physio, you see, and he spoke to our physio here, and Neil Withington, the fitness coach, and asked the question, can he do that? And obviously they asked me, and said, of course, if it helps him, brilliant, absolutely brilliant, we'll do anything.